When Sudan's conflict between the Sudan Armed Forces and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces broke out in the Sudanese capital Khartoum in mid-April, tens of thousands of people started to cross the border into South Sudan to the south, Egypt to the north, Chad in the west, and Ethiopia in the east of Sudan. Annette Hearns is the acting head of office for UN OCHA in South Sudan. She says the influx of refugees and returnees fleeing the violence, which has now engulfed more than half of Sudan, has never stopped.
As the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, we are extremely worried about the well-being of the arrivals, refugees and returnees fleeing the conflict in Sudan. As in South Sudan, we continue to see an influx of these new arrivals from across the border.
Hearn says there has been an uptick in the flow of people fleeing Sudan's conflict into South Sudan in recent weeks.
Over 50,000 people have crossed over from Sudan in the past 3 weeks, with thousands of others reportedly waiting on the other side to enter South Sudan.
Hearn says humanitarian organizations operating in South Sudan are overwhelmed by the influx and are in urgent need of funding.
On behalf of all of the humanitarians who are responding, OCHA is urgently calling for additional resources and funds to meet the overwhelming humanitarian needs for these people at the various transit sites, to facilitate onward transportation of the new arrivals, which we're undertaking in an effort to ease overcrowding at these facilities. Essential supplies and services are extremely limited and are currently overwhelmed. And there's a growing risk of disease outbreak given the concentration of people there.
South Sudan hosts tens of thousands of Sudanese refugees in various camps across the country, including Gorom refugee camp on the suburbs of the capital Juba. Here's Hearns again.
Since the war in Sudan began in April of last year, almost 500,000 people have fled into South Sudan.
The United Nations estimates that the conflict has displaced over 7 million people and killed more than 10,000. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.